attach the benefits of Machane Yisrael.
Question. It's not really a question, but just a point of interest. In the next week's parasha, so we learn two very chashuv psukim. There are two psukim in the parasha that Chazal say are called the sefer b'fnei atzmai. And really, we're used to thinking about Torah as chamish chumshei Torah, which is the truth. But Chazal tells us that really there are, it's broken up into seven parts. Very interesting. The two psukim that I'm referring to is the psukim of the Heben Soya Arai. Those psukim that we say when we take out the Sefer Torah, when we put back the Sefer Torah, right? The first pasuk over there is Vayibin Soya Arai and Vayim Moshe. And the second pasuk is Ubnucha Yoyma. And those are psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu said when the Arim travel, that's Vayibin Soya Arai. And then he also said Ubnucha Yoyma when they stopped, when the Arim came to rest, wherever their travels finished, and it came to rest, so Moshe Rabbeinu said that pasuk. And it's interesting that we say this pasuk a few times every week. And my question is, what are we saying? What is it? It's a hidah, it's a tefillah, what's going on? What does it have to do? Now, like I said, this parasha in the Torah is considered to be a very choshuv parasha. It's considered to be a sefer b'fnei atzmo. Chumash Bamidbar is broken up into two parts. Before Vayibin Soya and after Vayibin Soya. This is called the Sefer B'fnei Atzmai. So what's the significance of this parasha? That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn these psukim. What's the significance of the psukim? And then to figure out what it's shaykh to us. What are we doing when we say it all the time? Okay, so let's start. So first, a few things, introduction. Chumash Bamidbar has a special place. All the Chumashim are Chashav, but there's something special about Chumash Bamidbar. But the Tkufa Bamidbar was the Tkufa was like the first yeshiva of Klal Yisrael. What do I mean when I say yeshiva? It says there was yeshiva Shem Be'ever, but it was a time when Klal Yisrael, after they got the Torah, it was a time when they were supposed to familiarize themselves with the Torah. It was supposed to be a short period. They did the Chet Hegel, listed 40 years. So it comes out that they spent 40 years in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yeshiva. And this is something that the Mepharshim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching them the ropes, so to speak, of Yiddishkeit. How to behave, what happens when you don't behave. And therefore, it's something that we need to learn from, and it's worthwhile to focus and to pay attention to the details of what's going on, because there's a lot to learn. Okay, so let's learn. So the first thing, also we had in this week's parasha, an interesting thing. Something that a lot of the Farshim speak about, right? It speaks about the when Klal Yisrael traveled. So it says that they went al pi Hashem, al pi Moshe, yad Moshe al pi Hashem. And so the psukim over there, very interesting psukim. It says that they traveled, and whenever the onan stopped, that's when they stopped. And then it says sometimes they'd stop for a day or two, sometimes it was for a week, sometimes for a month. Al pi Hashem yachon, al pi Hashem yisov. Very lengthy, you know, description. I mean, it says, when the Onan went, they went. When the Onan stopped, they stopped. So what we have to know, sometimes it was for a few days, sometimes it was for a long time, sometimes for a month. Very strange, when you read the Pesukim, it seems very verbose, very extra, what's going on over here. So the Mepharshim, the Ramban a little bit, the Sipur no more, Shan Shval Hirsch, is Marachanet, Barichos, and they say a var, which is the Yisait Stik of var, and it's something that we could talk about, you know, for a whole shmooze, but I just want to say it as a prat, but it's something that's chashuv. It's kedai to see inside. Shon Shvil Hirsch says it like this. He says that this is a limud to the life of a yid. said, the life of Yid is a life of travel. We're going. We go from situation to situation, from place to place often. And very often, we come to a place and we say, this is great. We'd like to remain here forever. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you got to move on. Sometimes it's the other way. We come to a place and we say, we got to get out of here. It's not for us. And our Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you're staying. And what's the Yid's reaction? They were Shamru as Mishmeres Hashem. They listened to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and Al-Pi Hashem Yachmo, Al-Pi Hashem Yisov. They went to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to be. And they dealt with the situation the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to deal with. And he says that's the life of the Yid. It's something that we're being told about the Yid in the Midbar, but it was a lesson that they were learning for life, because that's the way a Yid lives his life. The Mefarshim speak about it. There's a famous shtickle from Yitzchak ben Balazs, Reb Chaim's son, that he says that the nisyanus that they were dealing with were not just nisyanus of physical. If you think about it, you know, when you think about the Midbar, what were they dealing with in the Midbar? What were the problems? What was a bad place, a better place, a worse place, right? What was there? There was sin, right? I had this kasha. I looked to see in the portion. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ve'yifutzo evecha v'yonusa misanecha miponecha. Who would even in the sign? Who was there? There was no one in the Midbar. So it's true. The truth is that when the Anon left them, it says that the Goyim did attack them on occasion, but you don't picture there being in the Midbar as being a dangerous existence with enemies and this. There were Nechashim, Akravim. I don't know if that's what it means when it says Evecha, Seinecha. But Lamaisa, Reb Yitzchak Balazs says, he says that there were other Nisyanis. There were Ruchnistik and Nisyanis also. But it's hard to understand maybe what he means, but I think a little bit we can picture, when you see the Midbar is not a place that's made for Yishuv. And it's not the Mikra like that. It's because it doesn't have what it takes to support normal life, not only physically, but in a Ruchnistik way as well. And he says it to emphasize this point too. He says the Nisyanis that they were going through, it wasn't just physical hardships. It was hardships of Ruchnis too. A place that was better for them, worse for them. They felt their Avodas Hashem could flourish. They felt that it would be hard for their Avodas Hashem. And he says, those matzavim also, Al-Pi Hashem, and we have to do what we have. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in such a situation, we have to know that that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. So it's not only physical hardships, external difficulties, it's ruchnistika difficulties as well. That's what this parsha is coming to teach. Just the tzura of the life of a Yid in the Midbar. That he was living Al-Pi Hashem, and not always did it go the way he liked, but that's what he accepted. Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisor, V'shamru Mishmeres Hashem. That's something that the Mefarshim tells. Good. Step one. These Nisyanis, like we see from this Moshe Rabbeinu, what Moshe Rabbeinu said was Bein in their travels, Vayibin Seiran, we know. When a person goes out and he's traveling, he has Nisyanis in the travels, it was Bein, V'chaniyasam, when they rested also. Nisyanis don't have, you know, they're not yuchad any one situation. There's always Nisyanis. So the question is, these Nisyanis, how did they deal with it? What taka was the koyach that gave them to deal with it? So that's Lamaisa where this parsha comes in. This tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and I say the word tefillah because the Targum on these psukim says this lashon. On Vahibin Sayyam Vayyimer Moshe, so the Targum Yonisan Ben Zil says, Vahavakar, Havi Boil Metal Arainu, when it came time for the Aron to go, so the Anon would fold up and contract itself and be standing still, Vulay Havinotel, and it didn't move, Ad the Moshe Havakoye Bitsiloi, Mitzali Uboi Rachmim, Min Kedam Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Davin Takodesh Baruch. So that's the first thing. This was a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Before they were about to travel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Targum Yonasan ben Zvil says the same thing on the next pasuk. Ubnucha Yomar, he says the same thing. When it came time for them to rest, and so the Anan would stop, but it wouldn't spread out over Klal Yisrael. Ad davin Moshe koy b'tzilo yomitzali yubol rachman. He would daven and he would ask for rachmanus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was his tefillah? So his tefillah was, Tuf Kadayim Meimrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come and he should rest on us. The Lashon of the Zohar, when the Lashon says the Lashon of the Tefillah, the Lashon is, Al Tazayv Oiton Oisanu, Hasev panecha eleinu. Please don't leave us and turn your face towards us. In other words, what are we asking for? What was Moshe Rabbeinu asking for? He was asking for Hashra'as Hashchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shchina should be with them. And this is something that we have to know. The tzura of their life in the Midbar was Tzienas. They're willing to undertake what it took, but where does the Hatzlacha come from? Moshe Rabbeinu knew the secret. Ganz Klal Yisrael knew the secret. Hatzlacha comes from one place. We look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, in this matzav, make sure that the Shchina is with us. If we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, then we'll be successful. And if not, so we know what happens. And that's what happened at different times in the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael Taka failed in their Nisyanis. If they did something wrong, so then the Goyim were on them. Things happened. Because that's the tzura of the life of a Yid. He goes, he rests, he knows they're Nisyanis, and he knows he has to do it. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this tefillah, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be there with us and help us. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us and he's with us, then it's niflik. We all know, when we were kids, they taught us about the Midrashim, right? That the Onan went with them, it flattened down all the mountains. And the Medrash says interesting things. It sounds like, you know, science fiction. It says that there were two fires, rays of fire that went out from the Bein Badei Ha'aron when they were traveling, and it killed all the snakes and the scorpions and all the mazikim. And it flattened out the mountains, and it raised the valleys, and it made everything smooth for them. It's nisim gluyim, but we could learn from it. What's it telling us? It's telling us that if you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you, so then the road is smooth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smooths out the problems in front of us and makes that we could be Matzliach. That's what this parsha is. This is a parsha telling us, again, these parshas of the Midbar, and specifically this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he was asking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be there with us and take care of us, because if you take care of us, then everything goes smooth, everything goes well. And if you don't, so then we're going to be in trouble. That's the parsha in a nutshell, and it's a very chashuv parsha. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? What do we take from it? How do we take advantage of this offer? So I think there are two things we have to know. Also, we could learn up from this parsha. Question: where did the Shechina come from? These are Anani HaKavod, the fact that the Shechina was with Klal Yisrael. Where does it come from? What schus was it with Klal Yisrael? So the Ramban says in the Akdamah to Parshas Truma, famous Ramban, he says that the kavod that was shared on Har Sinai, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai, and he connected with Klal Yisrael, he was shared on them, and he became their Elohim, so to speak, in a very close way. That kavod continued on in the Mishkan. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchos, and he put in the Mishkan. That means he took the Torah from Har Sinai, and he put in the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes where the Torah goes. And that was the first thing you have to know, that the place where the Shechina is where the Torah is. That's what the Ramban says. That's what brought the Shechina from Har Sinai to go with Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael took the Torah with them. And again, so when you picture the Machne Yisrael traveling through the Midbar, which is true, that's the way they traveled. They traveled with the Aron in middle, because that's the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. Like I always say, we have to get this into our heads. The Tzura of Klal Yisrael is around the Aron. And that's what gives us the schus of having the Shechina amongst us. If we know that it's there, the schus to Aron, and that's where our focus is. We had another famous chazal in this week's parsha. It says about that they, it says when they left Har Sinai, right? That parsha of Ahibin Soya is put in, it says, to be mafrid between two Puranias. Right? So Machlokes Rishonim exactly what two Puranias are, but everyone agrees that it started when they left Har Sinai. Why? So Chazal's Loshen is, because they left Har Sinai, Ketinai Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. Famous expression, Ketinai Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. What are Chazal trying to point out with this? What's the Avro of a Tina Kabarech Mibes HaSefer? So we understand someone who runs away from the Beis HaSefer is not a good thing. But Chazal emphasizes something over here. They're saying it's Ketinoi Kabarech Mibes HaSefer. Why are you emphasizing a tinuk? We understand why a tinuk runs away from a Pesach Sefer, because a tinuk is a tinuk, right? If you want to emphasize the Avla, say the Avla is like someone who runs away from a Pesach Sefer. An adult who runs away from a Pesach Sefer is taka doing a shrek chiding. A kid, that's what you expect from a kid. What's the hadgosh of ketinai kabarev mi Pesach Sefer? And I think that what Chazal are pointing out is that when someone does such a thing, and someone runs from a Pesach Sefer, so he's acting like a tinuk. That's the point that Chazal is saying. You're acting infantile if you're running away. You know, that's part of the taina. It's not just the running away. It's the running away is coming from something. It's coming from this acting like a tinuk. What's the nekuda? Why is it that a tinuk runs away from a Pesach Sefer and an adult ostensibly is not going to run away from a Pesach Sefer? What's the pshat? The pshat is because we know. A tinuk is someone that doesn't appreciate value, right? Like Chazal say. A tinuk is someone, you give him an egois, and that's called someone who doesn't have das. You give him an egois, mizarkoi. He doesn't understand, he doesn't appreciate value. We are supposed to appreciate the value of the Torah, and therefore we're not supposed to be b'reach mipesa sefer. Our attitude towards yeshiva, towards Torah, is supposed to be Baruch Hashem, we're here. If someone feels that feeling, he doesn't really appreciate what's going on, and he can't wait to get out, he has to check himself. There's something wrong. That's true at the end of Seder, at the end of the day, at the end of the Zman. There's such a thing. It's this attitude of a tinaik who says, I gotta get out of here. It's a pressure. It's not comfortable for me. Our feeling towards Torah is supposed to be different. It's supposed to be comfortable. We're supposed to feel that this is where we belong. There's another remez to this in the parsha. Very interesting. Like, that parsha, like everyone sees in the Chumashim, is surrounded by two nuns, right? Nunim hafuchim, right? There's a nun, a backwards nun before, a backwards nun afterwards. Very interesting, something you don't have in the whole Torah, right? Such a simon. What's the simon of these nuns? So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says, Ahafutik Zach. Good, he says a lot of Tifazachim, but, you know, a little bit that we could understand. He says like this, what's the simon of a nun? A nun is a letter that has, it's curved towards someone. He says, really, the tzur of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be two nuns that are facing each other. And they create a circle, two halves of a circle that fit together nicely. He says, that's supposed to be the tzur of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when that's the tzur of, that we're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he faces us and he takes care of us. That's when we enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashras HaShchin and he takes care of us. He says, but when Klal Yisrael turns around and they turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, then you have that Nun Hafuch, and that's where the Tzara starts. When we don't feel that connection, we don't feel that comfort with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where the Tzara started. When I'm saying them, what brought about the Chet, I'm just pointing out this Nekuda of this. What's your attitude towards the Beis HaSefer? Is it something that's comfortable? It's geschmack? This is where I feel like I need to be? I feel connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like these two nuns that connect with each other? Or when I start feeling, you know, it's not so comfortable, I'd rather be somewhere else and this, you know, yeah, I'll go, I'll do what I have to do. That's where the trouble starts already, because then we're not with the Torah the way we need to be. Like I said, that's where the trouble starts. That's where the Yetzer comes in. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is misalik himself. When we turn our back on him, so then his hashkocha on us is not the same. He doesn't rest in a place where we're not looking at him, we're not focusing on him. And that's why it's very important that we have to realize this. It's very interesting. Zechdusha Rim, by Kabbal Sater, it says that Klal Yisrael stood neged ahar, they stood facing the mountain. So Zechdusha Rim says, that neged ahar with their back to the whole world. What's the Nkudi saying? He's saying that when a Yid is makabel the Torah, so he has to turn his back on the whole world. They were facing Har Sinai, the plan is this is where we are. We're by Har Sinai, and we're turning our back on everything else. And I think that the Nkudi is we have to know what to emphasize. It's not the pshat that the Avod is we have to turn our back on everything else, therefore allowing ourselves to focus on Har Sinai. No, the avoid is we have to be facing Har Sinai in such a way that we're turning our back on everything else. The ikkunakud is that the focus is where the focus is supposed to be. We're looking inward, we're looking towards the Torah. And I think that that's why we say, when we're taking out the Torah, that's why we speak about it, and we say this tefillah of Vayehi ben Tzvi Aaron, because we're expressing now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that feeling, that when we take out the Torah, we're saying that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, Vayehi ben Tzvi Aaron, that Klal Yisrael had this Aaron with them, and therefore they were able to enjoy Ashras HaShchinah and the benefits that came with it, so too, we HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know where it's at. We know that when we open up this Aaron, we take out the Sefer Torah, we're asking for the same thing. And we're saying that we're focused. We put the Sefer Torah down on the bima in the middle of the shul, and that's where our focus is. And therefore, we can also ask the same tefillah, that we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't leave us, you should focus on us, because we're focused on you. And that's the tzura, that's what I keep talking about, the tzura of Klal Yisrael, had the zeicha to Ashras HaShchinah in this way. That's one. But I think there's another nekuda to add over here. And that is, very interesting thing. It says that the Anani HaKavod came, the Sfus Aaron HaKoyim. Very interesting. All the Mefarshim speak about it. What did the Anani HaKavod have to do with Aaron, right? It says they had three matanas, the bear and the man and the Anani HaKavod, the Sfus Moshe, Aaron and Miriam. Aaron, the Sfus of Aaron is who brought the Anani HaKavod. What's the pshat? There's the kasha. Other Gemara say that it was Sfus Avram Avinu. It says Avram Avinu, he gave them Tachas Ha'etz Vayishanu, so B'chus that he put them under the Eitz in the shade, so Klal Yisrael was Zeicha, Tanani HaKavod. So which one is it? So L'chor, the Pashtus is, you have to say that it had to do with both of them. What's the Pshat? So I think maybe the Pshat is like this. But Abada, the fact that Avram Avinu did Chesed and took care of people, wayfarers in the desert, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Klal Yisrael in the desert. But we needed something more. It wasn't just the fact that Avraham Avinu did Chesed. What was Aaron's koyach? Aaron's koyach was, Aaron was Oyev Shalom B'Roid of Shalom. He's the one who brought Klal Yisrael together. He made Achdus and Klal Yisrael. He made peace. He made sure that people got along with each other. It says, Bein Ish V'Ishtoi, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. And I think that this is the second component that we need to know what it takes to bring down the Shechinah in Klal Yisrael. We have to be focused around the Torah, it's true, but we have to make sure that we're focused around the Torah as a nation, together, as a group. And that's why it was B'schus Aaron that they had these Anani HaKavod, because it was Aaron's koyach that brought the nation together. And it's the fact that we're together that makes us be zeicha to these Anani HaKavod. It's a W Yodua. Right, Chazal say, "Vayhi bishur melch b'sasef rashi yom yachad shifte Yisrael." When is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malchus is obvious on Klal Yisrael? It's only when Klal Yisrael is together. When there's a group that's together, that's what brings out the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see a yeshiva that's together, again, like we talk about all the time, yichidim that care for each other, that are sensitive to each other, that's what makes a matziv of Ashras HaShchinah. When there's pirud, so then that's the beginning of the end. It's Yodua Darizal. He had a kvutz of Talmidim that he used to teach. And one time he heard that two of the wives were bickering between them. He said, that's it. The kvutz gemim spared, something happened. He stopped learning with them. That was already enough for him to have hargasha that they wouldn't be zeich anymore to Ashras HaShchinah. Something we have to remember. That again, these two things. And we have to realize, you know, when we talk about Ashras HaShchinah, we're talking about an unbelievable koyach. The fact that, you know, we talk about the stories what were then in the Midbar, with the Nechashim and Akravim, but it's something that everyone in their daily life needs. Because the same way they had in the Midbar then, Nisyanus, Koyach Satuma, whatever it was, we also have Nisyanus. We also deal with things. We deal with things in Yeshiva. We deal with things when we go out. Bain in our Chania, Bain in our Nesias. We're going to deal with it in our entire lives. Bain when we're in the Beis Medrash, Bain when we're in our house, Bain when we're out there in the world. We're going to deal with Nesias. And as a Yid, that's what our job is going to be. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisov. We have to go and we have to do our job. What's going to help us? Only if we're Zeich this Ashras HaShchinah. There's a Haftig Medrash. The Medrash says, Pirkei Derabbi Elazar. It says that Adam Rishon, before he did the chet, so he had on him kosnas or that everyone's familiar with. He had this clothing of whatever it was made of. And it says he had an anan covered al reishai. He had also his own personal anan covered. That means he was zeicha to have a personal hashras hashchinan. And it's something that every person could be zeicha to if he makes himself part of Klal Yisrael, and he's part of this tzibur of Klal Yisrael. It's Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael is what we call the machna that was there in the Midbar. But Machne Yisrael still exists. There's still a Klal Yisrael, and there's still something cool being part of the machna. There's people who are chutz la machna. That's why, by the way, why is it that a mitzvah has to go chutz la machna? So Chazal say already, he spoke Lashon Hara, he made that people don't get along with each other. Chutz la machna. There's no place for you in the machna. Someone who wants to be part of the machna has to be there, b'shalom, b'shalva. So again, the tzur of the machna is with the Torah in the middle, and the Torah is the focus. That's what we're doing. We took that covet, the shechina from Har Sinai, and we took it into the Mishkan, and we take it with us wherever we go. Because the Torah goes with Klal Yisrael wherever they go. Then also, when they went in the Midbar, so the Mishk, the Torah, the Aron was always right there in the center. It wasn't just when they were resting. That's the tzur of Klal Yisrael. But it needs that the people should be part of the machna. They should feel part of the tzibur. People are willing to sacrifice, like we spoke about for the tzibur. There's half the pasuk. I'll end with the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it brings a pasuk about loss of love, a pasuk from Yishai. It says, "Bayom ahu, yeh Hashem tzvokos la'teres tzvi u'tzviras tifara l'shar amen." What does it mean? It means in that day, Lasid Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like a crown over Klal Yisrael. How does it describe Klal Yisrael? The Shar Amoy, for the remainder of the people. So Chazal Darshan, what's the Shar Amoy? La'elu Shanasim Shirayim Zelizeh. They make themselves tuffle to the people. It means someone who's a Balgai who stands out, he wants the attention for himself, he doesn't make himself part of the tzibur, so he's not zeicha to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his crown, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his anane covered on him. Someone zeicha when he makes himself a shirayim, he makes himself part of the tzibur, tuffle to the tzibur. And it's something you have to remember, it's nageh here in yeshiva, and it's nageh for our whole lives. We want to be part of that machne Yisrael because we want to have that siyata d'shmaya. And that's what we have to remember every time when the Aron HaKodesh opens up and we say this to you, we have to remember to ourselves, this is what we need to do. We need to be mispal HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that it should give us the Siyata Tishmaya to be Eman Naam Messianus, by remembering that it's the Torah in the center and it's the Klal Yisrael unified around the Torah. That's the Tzur of Klal Yisrael that warrants and deserves Siyata Tishmaya. And Ritz Shem, everyone should be Zeich L'Kach and should help them. Batzloch.